We're talking about this all morning. Yesterday, news broke that Neil Hope, a.k.a. Wheels, from the television show Degrassi, had passed away. But the weird thing about the story and why everyone's so fascinated by it and talking about it so much is the fact that this guy died like 5 years ago and it's been kept a secret and had not been talked about until the story came out yesterday.
I don't even know if it was kept a secret as much as no one knew.
No one knew. Yeah, it seemed like his brother and sister-in-law didn't know. His former fiance didn't know. They found out mid-January. We're just getting details about this now.
Yeah, we're not saying like he was found. Like he was somebody knew, somebody buried him, but it's just that nobody really was in contact with him.
So earlier this morning, we talked to Dan Wood, who plays Minister Radich on the show. Right now, though, Maury was able to track him down. The guy that played Snake, his name's Stefan.
Stefan Brodgren, and they actually, on the show, were close together. They played in the band Zit Remedy together, so they had a lot of scenes together, these guys.
Hey, Stefan, it's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem at all.
All right, so how much of a shock was it to you when you found out that Neil Hope, had passed away?
It's very weird because it sort of happened in phases, because I think it started as a rumor that we didn't really have confirmation on at all. And so, you know, people say stupid stuff sometimes and you just don't buy it. And then as the sort of the confirmation was sort of coming through different sources, it sort of took a while for us to hit home a little bit. And you know, he's part of the Degrassi family, and I personally haven't seen him in several years, and I think it's been a big shock for everyone in the studio, especially as well.
All right, so what we understand is that his folks were alcoholics, and he had to deal with that growing up, and then he himself struggled with alcohol problems later on in life. Was it much of a shock that he passed at the age of 35?
You know what? I think the biggest shock for me is that it's been 5 years and the world is just finding out now. That's the shock, more than him dying so young.
Stefan, we talked to Dan Wood, who played Mr. Radich, a little bit earlier, and we asked him this question: with social media, Twitter, Facebook, and all that, how something like this stays quiet for so long?
You know, you've basically just quoted what everyone in the studio has been saying for the last several days. How does someone disappear like that, especially someone that with the notoriety that Neil had as for playing Wheels, that how does someone just fall off the earth that way and no one here knows of his passing? It was that's the thing that's very hard for us to wrap our heads around, more than anything else, really.
Yeah, but you have to think that somebody had to know, like maybe his family at least.
Personally, I don't even know. I don't think the family, from my understanding, the family didn't even know. I think there was a search going on for Neil at that point. So from what I've been told, that the family, certain members had made it, they had gone looking for Neil, and it took them a while to finally actually track him down. So, and at that point, they had found out that he had actually already, I think, been buried by the city of Burlington.
So with the new episodes of Degrassi Next Generation, are you guys going to be doing anything in memory of Neil Hope?
I don't think that's how we would deal with it. I think for a lot of us here, you have to understand that we didn't want to say anything until the family had made a statement first. You know, we wanted to make sure that we didn't sort of step on anyone, and at the same time, wanted to make sure that we deal with this in the right way. So I don't know what the plan is exactly as far as what we at Epitome are planning on doing. I honestly wish I could say that we were doing something, but you have to keep in mind, everyone's still in shock about this whole thing. We're trying to wrap our heads around it. Linda Schuyler, the creator of the show, was very close with Neil growing up, and also had lost touch with him, and this has been, I think, fairly devastating for her. So we're trying to, I'm sure we want to do something in the future, and we'll let everyone know. But in the meantime, I think I think this company's going through a little bit of a mourning right now, losing sort of a beloved character. I think we need a little time.
Kiss 92.5, it's a Roz and Mocha Show on the phone with Stefan Brodgren. He played Snake on the show Degrassi. We're on the phone with him right now talking about Neil Hope, the guy that played Wheels. We just found out yesterday that he passed away. The news is that he passed away like 5 years ago.
So for all the fans all across Canada that are listening right now of Degrassi, and all the fans of Neil Hope, a.k.a. Wheels, that are just finding out almost 5 years later that he passed away, what do you want to say to them?
To the fans of the show, I think that I think we're all in the same boat here, that this happened to someone way too young, to someone that shouldn't be forgotten. That's, you know, was a part of their lives. And as much as, you know, it's just a TV show, at the same time, it's a show that means a hell of a lot to a lot of people and grew up with it. And, you know, a lot of people felt like we went to high school with them.
Stefan, I have to interrupt you. It's not just a TV show. I'll tell you something. When I was growing up, and you and I, half the cast, and I mean, we're not far off from age, but when I was growing up, we had a class called Library, and we would go into the library, and that's literally, we would sit down and watch Degrassi every day. It was part of the curriculum.
It's an important part of a lot of people's lives, and it's amazing, though, how I think people connected with the characters on Degrassi also and saw themselves in Joey and Snake and Wheels and Caitlin related to these characters. So, to the fans, we understand it's like losing a loved one. It's going to take a little time for it to, settle in. For us to realize that this is actually happened.
All right, Stefan, a.k.a. Snake from Degrassi, thanks so much for being a part of the show today.
Kiss, Kiss, the Roz and Mocha Show. Kiss 92.5.